with the Warriors selecting Jacob Evans out of the University of Cincinnati with the 28th pick in the NBA draft. I'm Lawrence Scott. This Warriors Sound Review is a compilation of moments from our live draft night show at team headquarters, where Warriors radio voice Tim Roy and Ryan Blake, senior director of NBA scouting operations, joined RC Davis and I. Here's a recap of 2018 NBA draft night as heard live on Warriors Sound. Welcome to Golden State Warriors headquarters, the Rakuten Performance Center, where it's time for NBA Draft 2018. The Warriors coming off those back-to-back NBA titles. And joining us here inside Warriors headquarters is Tim Roy, the voice of the Warriors. Tim, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here, Lawrence. And I celebrate every draft where the Warriors are drafting late in the first round or only in the second round, because that means we did not have to sweat through a lottery. And to have back-to-back championships on top of that is just way too sweet.
It's draft night. Tim, what are some of the things that the Warriors need in the effort to restock the roster and go for a third straight title?
I think the regular season showed us last year, and especially when we saw the impact of Jordan Bell early in the season, what his young legs and his energy gave the Warriors, on a veteran team that was kind of pacing itself through the season. I think we're going to see youth. And I think the Warriors in this draft, obviously I think every time, you have to do this every time, you have to take the best player available. History has shown that, even if it's a duplicitous talent. But it is, I think for the Warriors, they need another three-point shooter off the bench. Something they need. They didn't have that. They brought in guys last year, veteran guys. It didn't work out. They didn't have the kind of seasons that the Warriors were hoping for. So they need that, but also they need young legs. And I think we're going to see young bodies all around the Warrior roster supplementing their core four and the two guys off the bench.
Not to ask you to break down the roster and all the money and everything, but explain why a young guy to fill those needs is better than, say, a veteran, a Will Barton, let's say.
Well, the realities are that you have to pay the guys up top. And the Warriors have four guys who are great players up top. And they're going to get paid what the market will dictate for them. So what does that mean? It means the Warriors are probably going to be a high-salary team again. They are. No way around that. So to supplement with the other spots in the roster, you need younger, less expensive players. And rookies are on the rookie contract.
So it's like a fantasy league, in essence.
Yeah, in essence it is. And so it gives you 5 years of that young player with a manageable low number that you know is going to be there year in and year out. And so that's why younger players are important, not only from energy and from a different look for the Warriors, but also so that they can keep this core together and try to keep this run going as long as possible. It's, the reason why this four-year run has never happened is because it's hard to do, and guys leave to get paid and in this league. And so the Warriors are trying to buck that trend, and to do it, I think they need an influx of younger players.
And now the Warriors are picking, and the Warriors have built something great. Let's see what they add to it, Tim. And as Adam Silver comes to the dais, we await the pick as the Warriors select at 28. Here's what we're hearing. Jacob Evans selected by the Warriors, and what do we know?
What do we know? He's 6'6". He is 210 pounds. He played at the University of Cincinnati for 3 years. His last two seasons there, he averaged 13 points over four boards a game. He was the AAC first-team selection. That's the American Athletic Conference. He was a finalist for the Dr. J Small Forward of the Year Award and also the Jerry West Shooting Guard Award. So what does that tell you? It tells you can play both positions, which is a good thing. And as a junior, led the team in scoring and assists, 13 points, 3 assists. I mentioned the 4 rebounds. He was also 10th in the league in blocks, which is another thing that's very curious to me.
I like that he's being described as a 3-and-D wing.
And again, his percentages beyond the arc are pretty solid. Not spectacular, but solid. And that's good. I think that can translate.
All right. We have a very special guest joining us here now as Tim says goodbye. And thank you, Tim, for being part of this extravaganza. Ryan Blake joins us, RC.
Ryan, my man, the director of NBA scouting. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. It's a little crazy here, back in underneath the Barclays Center in the hallway. We got a lot going on here, but you know, exciting day here for a lot of young men.
I bet. Now, what can you tell us so I can let you get back to work? What can you tell us about Jacob Evans?
Well, first off, I mean, he's one heck of a tough defensive-minded wing, and he can make the long ball at this level. I think by default, he's just a prospect that you would want on a team. Defend more than one position. He's versatile. You want to call him a 3 and D, but he's a little bit more than that. He's not the greatest athlete in terms of explosiveness, but he just gets things done. You know, he can shoot it from outside. He has kind of that low trajectory shot, but you know, that may worry some people, but he hits it consistently. And he makes plays for others. But as a defender, he excels at that. He wants to defend, and he makes others better. And with most of these guys in the draft, they're not going to earn minutes on the floor. They're not going to, unless they play defense. None of these players are going to be your first nor the fourth option. So this guy, Jacob, has a good chance to get immediate minutes.
Ryan, thank you so very much for calling us immediately after the Warriors made the selection of Jacob Evans. Have a great rest of the evening. Great to talk to you, and we will do it again soon, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You take care now.
All right. Cool thing. So the picks have come in, and we got up to 28. Thank you all so very much for listening in to this Warrior Sound live show here in Oakland at the Rakuten Performance Center. And again, the next time we're back with you, we hopefully will not just be on Warrior Sound 24/7, but on our flagship station in the Bay Area, July 2nd, the first Summer League game will take place in Sacramento at the Golden One Center. You will hear us bringing what we believe to be the first action of Jacob Evans, the Warriors' 28th pick in this first round of the 2018 NBA Draft, and so much more from Sacramento when we're back there. And Kevin Dana will do some play-by-play. RC and I will bring some conversation, a lot of interviews and excitement, lot of things to follow this summer. And thank you again for being part of our draft night coverage. For RC Davis, I'm Lawrence Scott, and you're listening to Warriors Sound.